Hey girl, hey, and thanks for dropping in to the Switch, Pivot, or Quit podcast. Candid convo for the girl needing a lifestyle plot twist when she's deciding if it's time to switch, pivot, or quit. I'm Ayana Angel, a former sports entertainment publicist in New York City, turned traditionally published author with Simon & Schuster, who quit my old life to write a book, live in London for a bit, and explore my dreams to find my happiness and fulfillment. I'm here to help encourage and guide you through your plot twist years as your chief encourager and host of the Switch, Pivot, or Quit podcast. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes if you have enjoyed listening to this podcast so far. And check out switchpivotorquit.com for even more personal and professional development resources. But for now, just sit back, open your mind, and enjoy the show. For those of you who are new to the Switch, Pivot, or Quit podcast, this episode is going to be a little bit different for you. It is a book chat episode. For those who have been around for a while, you are probably familiar with the book chat episodes, but there hasn't been one in a while. So this week we're going to jump back in, and the book that we're going to talk about this week is called Influencer: Building Your Personal Brand in the Age of Social Media, and it is by Brittany Hennessy. So Brittany is a former, I guess you could say, influencer herself. She is the author of this book, and she is also the first ever Senior Director of Influencer Strategy and Talent Partnerships for Hearst Magazine's Digital Media. And she's the co-founder of Carbon. In 2007, after graduating from Rutgers University with a degree in journalism, Brittany created a blog, which was nominated by Paper Magazine for Best Nightlife Blog. And she became an influencer for Bacardi, Pop Chips, Svedka, which is a vodka, and The Gap. When she was flown to Germany as the North American ambassador for Nivea just to hang out with Rihanna on a cruise ship and tweet about it, she knew it was time to make the switch from journalism to social media. And you can learn more about Brittany in her book Influencer at www.influencerthebook.com. So if you're asking yourself, why does Ayana do these book chats? I'll tell you. So these book chats, I used to do them more regularly, but I'm going to try and get back into them now. It just gets a little overwhelming trying to read books every month. That's what I was going for before. I'm not going to do that anymore. Now it's just going to be, I will try and do them more regularly. When I do them, great. If I don't do one, fine. Because I don't want to put that kind of pressure on myself, because it got to be a bit much trying to read a new book every month and then share about it on the podcast as well. So I'm jumping back in. And the reason I like to do these is because as your chief encourager, I want to invite you into reading along with the books that I'm reading. Because for me, the goal is to offer you new information, ideas, concepts, just introduce you to things that maybe you haven't read. Or if you're already reading them or have already read the books, then it's a great way for you to sort of listen in on a discussion about a book that you're already familiar with. How many of us finish reading a book and we're like, oh, I want to talk about this book, or I want more, or what have you. So this is sort of another way to do that. I feel like when you consume information, it just helps to get your own wheels turning. And so that's why I do like to consume good books by awesome authors. And this book, Influencer, is no exception. Okay. So the book was released in January, actually the end of January, January 31st of 2018. So it is still fairly a new book. And I came to read this book because after the release of the book, I quickly started to notice that this book was popping up all over social media. And I thought it was interesting. I was like, this book called Influencer, pretty interesting. And many of you know already that I am launching my very own podcast network next month in September. It's called Maisie Media. Yay! I think that's actually the first time I'm really saying that on this podcast, but we're going to get into more about Maisie Media. I'm going to give you some snippets from the very first show that is coming up for Maisie Media in September. That's launching September 25th. You're going to hear a snippet of that on this podcast. And for one of the new shows that will be launching under Maisie Media, I've been in touch with quite a few PR departments from all like the major publishing houses, book publishing houses. So when I had the opportunity to interview Brittany for this new podcast that I'm launching under Maisie Media, it's not the first podcast, but it will be an upcoming podcast under Maisie Media. It'll probably come out in the fall, maybe October-ish, but I'll keep you posted on that. So when I had the opportunity to interview Brittany for this podcast, I loved her. I loved the interview that we had. And I was like, of course, you know, like, first of all, I said, of course, you know, I want to do this interview with her. And then, like I said, I loved the interview with her. And so I was thinking, because I've already read this book, in order to do the interview with her, I think that it would be great to do a book chat on this book as well and just sort of give you my thoughts on the book. So that is what we're going to do now. We are going to jump into this. And if you're unfamiliar with how the book chats sort of work, what I do is I tell you my five faves about the book, and hopefully you'll pick up on a new gem or some new information that'll make you think, maybe offer a new perspective, maybe, or make you possibly say, wow, I'm interested more in this book. I need to go read this book. That's always good too. So I'm going to give you my five faves. Let's go ahead and get started. So my first fave is that Brittany really breaks it all down for you in this book. It has something for everyone at every single stage in the game of influencer marketing. Because she gives you like the nuts and bolts and not just the pretty, you know, fixtures once the house is already built. Brittany covers the foundation of building a career as an influencer, as well as she gives you a good insight on what the business side looks like from her perspective as an executive in this space, which is really important to me. P.S. She also gives you like these examples and tons of examples as to how you can draft very specific emails within operating in this influencer business, influencer space as an influencer. She, for example, she'll tell you how to write a email if you are inquiring about a campaign, but you're not quite sure if you're going to sign up for it yet. She tells you how to, the specific wording for an email where you decide that you're going to pass on the opportunity for a campaign. Because as she points out, and I think we all probably know this, just because you're passing on an opportunity, it doesn't mean that you'll never work with these people again or you'll never have the opportunity. So you never want to burn any bridges. You want to be very nice and polite about things and also just sort of like politically correct about things as well. So she tells you her suggested wording for a lot of different scenarios where you may need to correspond with brands as an influencer. Okay, my second fave is that I really enjoyed how Brittany gave examples to really drive home some of her points and some of the things that she specifically referenced with regard to influencers. I like the way that she used influencers that you could, or she referenced influencers that you could actually pop over to their Instagram right now, live. Stop reading the book for a second, pop over to their Instagram and see who she's talking about and see what she was talking about. So the examples that she gave, they really hit home because she incorporated a person with that example who you could then go over and look at their work and see what she was talking about. She does a great job of helping us all understand that to be a high level influencer, this is not only a job, but a lifestyle, okay? And I never really thought of it like that before, honestly, before reading this book. She really paints that picture that this takes sacrifice in some instances. And it can be isolating at different points in time, because as an influencer, especially a high-level influencer, you're leading a life that may be different than your friend. When you go have a fancy meal, you're probably creating content with that meal before you devour the meal. Your friends, probably not so much. So they may get tired of you, or they may be like, girl, you have to take pictures of everything before you eat it. Your food's going to be cold. I'm not going to sit here and wait for you to take a picture of my food too. And all these other things, because they don't really get it. They don't understand that this is how you make your living. This is how you get paid. This is the eye that you have to have in order to be at the top of your game. So she really helps you to understand what this really looks like when you get into this influencer space at a high level, and what it would or does require of you. And just because you want to have this huge following on social, it doesn't always mean that you're cut out to be an influencer. And that's something that I learned and took away from this book. You know, just the want and the desire to have a huge social presence does not an influencer make. An influencer requires a lot more. And what I've started to really notice too, although Brittany breaks it down into the two different types of influencers, which I thought was really helpful, you still don't realize that content creators who are influencers, the standard that they're held to is very high and also very different from the average person. And they're always expected to deliver. They're always expected to be on. And not everybody is cut out for that. There's some people who have huge followings, but they don't really operate as influencers. So there's a difference. And I thought it was very, very neat and enlightening to sort of uncover all of this and really see this from different lenses and different aspects, and yet still understand how it all plays a role and how a lot of this can go hand in hand. As I mentioned, I had the pleasure of interviewing Brittany for the upcoming Maisie Media produced podcast called Booked. And I'm going to go ahead and drop in a little snippet from our interview here. And in this clip, we are talking about someone making a decision about their future with regard to their career and deciding whether they should go to college or become an influencer.
What would your response be, or maybe what would your advice be to a recent high school grad who says they're going to skip college and be an influencer?
I think they're crazy. Everyone should go to college. There's no reason why you can't do both. Aside from the basics, that college is more than just academics. It's also a social experience. Like, that's where I met my best friend. So I love college. You know, aside from the obvious, if you want to be an influencer, college gives you a built-in audience.
True.
You can tell, if you go to a school that has 50,000 people, you can get a substantial number of them to follow you. So,
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, and it's a place where you can practice and hone your skills. And there are plenty of girls in college. If you look at like cheerleaders or sorority girls, they have 500,000 followers. And then when they graduate, they don't have to go get real jobs because they're making insane amounts of money working for themselves. And so, you know, college gives you that freedom to still be living at your parents' house, or you live in the dorms. You don't really have any responsibilities because you're 18 years old.
Right.
But you can build your personal brand and figure out who you are, what you want to talk about. Your parents are still buying all your clothes. No, you go to college.
Exactly. Take advantage of it.
Yeah. And I think it's dangerous. There are some influencers, younger ones, who say, like Bretman Rock is a great example. He says, you know, you don't need to go to college, you can just be an influencer. And that's just, it's as irresponsible as someone saying like, you can just be a rapper, or you can just be an athlete, you don't have to go to college. And it's like, the number of people who try versus the number of people who succeed, the disparity is huge.
Right.
Like, what are you, lots of those people, like, what are you going to do if you age out, or if you decide you don't want to be an influencer anymore, you have to have a backup plan. Mm-hmm. And I've noticed that the most successful influencers are the ones who have business savvy. And business savvy comes from interning, from working, from having a real job. They're the best people to work with because I don't have to explain things to them like, hi, you said you were going to give this to me at 4. It's 4:30. Where is it? And a lot of, I can tell when an influencer has never had a job before because it's evident in the way they conduct business. They have no idea what they're doing.
No frame of reference as to how.
No frame of reference.
Yeah.
Right. So you know, you learn so many things in college that go beyond just reading. And you also need to be interesting. You can't just be pretty or have good style. Like, what else is there about you? And college is when you really start to define who you are. Mm-hmm. So I think it's an experience that will make you a better influencer. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely one that should not be skipped.
I hope you enjoyed that little clip. Brittany is amazing. So definitely make sure that you are keeping your eyes and ears open for the launch of the Maisie Media produced Booked podcast. The podcast is called Booked, and Brittany will be featured on that podcast. We have a full interview with her all about the book Influencer, and I'm sure that you will love it. And by then, you'll probably have read the book if you haven't already read the book. Let's talk pick my brain sessions for a second. How many times have you thought to yourself, man, I'm really having a hard time making this decision, or I really need to talk this through with someone? Whether it be your next move, whether it be your next project, the Pick My Brain sessions are very, very helpful for doing just that. They give you an opportunity to have a one-on-one conversation to talk through and strategize what is best for you. Some of the feedback that I've been getting from the Pick My Brain sessions, when asked if one of the session attendees would recommend a session to a friend and why, one respondent said, if that friend needed a third party to be objective and get them focused on their career goals, then Ayana is the person to do it with. Thanks, girl. Another one said, Ayana doesn't throw all the information at you all at once and say, okay, you're on your own. She breaks it down for you into bite-sized pieces for you to work on. She also provides solid examples for you so you know exactly what she's talking about. The session was focused and clear. I really appreciate when I get this type of feedback because that's the goal. I want you to walk away from the Pick My Brain sessions with actionable items, with a clear understanding of what your next steps are and what your options are and how to be strategic with your moves so that you can continue making progress on your journey to greatness. If you want to book your Pick My Brain session, head over to switchpivotorquit.com and book your session today. So getting back into my faves about the book, my third fave is that Brittany wrapped up each chapter with what felt like a Beyoncé-style interview with some of these top women influencers in the space. And when I say Beyoncé-style, I'm referencing her recent Vogue interview where she was allowed to basically give her thoughts on certain topics that were meaningful to her. And she just sort of broke down how she felt about certain things and talked about things that she thought the readers would be interested in. And Brittany did something similar with these top tier influencers. The influencers, it wasn't a Q&A. They were basically sharing their insights on certain topics. So they shared what they thought would be important for readers to know, maybe, or they shared from their personal experiences or tricks that they use and things like that. And I really, really thought that it was awesome to hear directly from the cream of the crop, people that you know. And like I said, once again, people that even if you didn't know them, She included their Instagram handles and you could pop over to Instagram, see who they were, see how they showed up in the space, look at their numbers, look at their content, and then go back and read what they were saying. And it could really just drive home some of their points because now you have an example and a person to pair with this advice and information. I thought that that was a really smart tactic in a way, a smart way to make the information resonate more with the reader. So my next fave was that after reading this book and then having a conversation with Brittany for the upcoming Booked podcast, I realized two things. One, that Brittany is really in love with this space. She really, really enjoys this stuff. And she really enjoys her job. She's so energized by all of it and engaged with all of it and excited for influencer marketing and the influencer space as an industry. And I just thought that was amazing. I loved her enthusiasm and her just positive energy about it all. And the second thing that I learned is that she's like this fairy momager in this book. And that's not even something. I just absolutely made that up. And I call her a fairy momager because there's the fairy side of her that is super positive and uplifting and just that person that you want to be around, you know, that bright light when it comes to this space. And then there's the momager part that tells it like it is. Tells you what you may not want to hear, but she knows you need to hear, and she's only sharing this with you out of love. Because she knows that it's information that would be useful to you. So that's how I feel like Brittany shows up in this book. And I'm not saying fairy momager either, because she does happen to be preggo. Okay? She has been preggo since this book was released, and she's done this whole book tour and promotional tour and everything while being with child. But in any case, she does really give off an energy that feels like she cares about you as the reader, and she wants to guide you in the right direction to see you win. She's fully understanding that you may not be the influencer yet that you wish to be, hope to be, anticipate being, but she's giving you that motherly touch, guidance, and love along the way in helping you to become who she knows that you want to be because you're reading this book. So for example, in the contract section, she's talking about like the deliverables. She's really breaking down contracts, what it's going to look like, what you can expect to see in most contracts, with the understanding and the caveat that yes, all contracts are different, but there's some standard parts that pretty much show up in most of the influencer style contracts. So she's talking about the deliverables for participating in a photo shoot. Yet she also mentions that before a long demanding shoot, you should plan to get plenty of rest because it will be a long day. And she just kind of threw that in there. And I was just thinking, I love this. This is like the fairy momager in her, because she probably understands that some of these influencers are younger people who have access to all these, you know, great parties and dinners and nightlife experiences and things like that. But yet they've signed a contract to do this photo shoot. Well, the brand nor the team that's helping to execute the photo shoot, they don't care if you were out the night before, having a fabulous night where you were like drinking, you know, and doing God knows whatever else and having just the time of your life, living your best life. And now you show up to set and you're tired and you're haggard and you don't really want to be bothered. Well, that's not Brittany's problem, nor the brand's problem, nor the team's problem. So as the fairy momager, she's basically telling you, not on my watch. Make sure that if this is your job and you have signed this contract, you get yourself plenty of rest the night before because it will help you. And it was so funny because you know that she's saying it out of love. And I just really love that she touched on that, because those are some of the things that sometimes, the little things that may not get brought up, but they're still crucial because they make a difference. And so finally, my fifth fave from the book, the best part of it all, you know, is that there's no sugarcoating and fluff in this book. None. Not a bunch of fluff where you're reading chapter on chapter on chapter to get to the gist of the goods, what you really want to know about. Nope. This entire book, the entire influencer book, is packed with information guiding you from step to step to step. And if you are already past a certain space, you could potentially skip certain portions if you know that you already have all this information. Yet, I would still recommend that no matter where you are in your career, as an influencer or trying to build your brand as an influencer or just trying to build a brand, period, because I think that this book also does a really good job of showing you the other side. If you're a brand that's looking to work with influencers, this book shows you the other side. So it helps you to understand what the influencer's expectations could be. But either way, there's a lot to be learned because Brittany is an executive in this space, and this is still a fairly new space. So there are certain things that the average person would not know or understand about the space, and she does a good job of breaking it down. But she also has this section in the book. When I say there's no fluff in this book, there's no fluff. She has a section that is called Don't Be That Girl. And this is where she details things you should avoid doing. And trust me, the way she's telling this, these scenarios are coming from a really real place, and she's drawing from real life incidents, things that have actually happened. So now she's telling you, don't do this. Don't be that girl. Don't be that person. And most times when she's saying don't be that person, it's because she's had this experience and this influencer who caused her to have this experience, she will never work with them again. Brittany is not shy about noting in this book instances that will cause her to never work with somebody again, or, you know, put somebody on her do not call list, or freely share with her colleagues and other industry professionals what her experience has been with these people so that they won't make the same mistake and work with this person like she did. So like I said, this book is straight, no fluff, and I really like that about the book. But yet, like I said, there's also this sort of fairy momager tone to it as well. So it's well-rounded. It's well-rounded. It's well put together. It is almost like a guide, and I would definitely recommend it as a good read. A good informational and insightful read that will help you to understand the industry better, especially if you're trying to enter the industry. And even if you just want to have a little background and you're curious, I think it could also be very useful as well. And it may allow you to pick up on some tips and tricks that could help serve you in your own specific industry, because business is business. And what Brittany is doing, she's in the business of influencers. And the main thing is she's over there rocking out and taking care of business. So there is definitely room for us to take notes from Miss Brittany and her book, Influencer. If you are curious, the book Influencer is available everywhere that you can get books. It's definitely available on Amazon, so you can pop over there and get that book as well. And I will have a link to her website in the show notes. That has been our book chat. That concludes the book chat. Like I said, I'm going to try and pop back in and do these more regularly than I have been. But I really want you to look out for the new podcast Booked that is coming, because that is going to be more conversations with the authors. And I think that you will enjoy those as well. As always, keep killing it, and I'll catch you next week.